It's the House of Blues Radio Hour.
You have successfully stepped over the threshold into the House of Blues Radio Hour. So let's shake it. I'm Elwood, and I now give you the Lamont Cranston Band.
That urban sound. Love Pat Hayes and the boys, the Lamont Cranston Band, one of Minnesota's best kept secrets. That was their song, Upper Mississippi Shakedown. I'm Elwood, and this is the House of Blues Radio Hour, and a very special one for me. Now, it is a fact that hardworking blues bands like the Lamont Cranston Band are nothing without gigs. Do those gigs grow on trees? Well, they do not, my friends. Somebody has to go out there, get them, and negotiate the deal. Rico Anderson has been in the gig finding business for 30 years now. He was the manager of the Lamont Cranston Band for more than 13 years. I'm happy to welcome my good friend, Rico Anderson, to the program.
Hey, what are you doing?
I am so well, sir. Thank you. The last time I remember hanging out with you was at the opening of the Atlantic City House of Blues, where we had Pat Hayes and the boys, the Lamont Cranston Band, there opening in our beautiful showroom right there at Harrah's in the North Boardwalk.
Yeah, we did. Had a blast.
When we open a House of Blues, we try to make sure Lamont Cranston is on stage to do it right. The name Lamont Cranston, of course, as radio fans know, is the secret identity of the old-time radio crime fighter, The Shadow. And a band's manager is something of a shadow because you're with them all the time, but you're not actually in the band.
Nope. When we started the beginnings of some of the music scene, I was the first drummer that we had a little band in high school, which kind of turned into the beginnings of Lamont Cranston. But I've been the guy behind the scenes and management and publicity and promo and all that for 15 plus years.
Now, as a manager and a guy who really knows this business, Rico, you are always looking for new talent. I hear you're working with a Milwaukee band right now called Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys.
Yeah, you gotta love that name.
Oh, that name is amazing. Now, what about the talent? Have they got talent to back it up? What are those guys all about?
Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys, they're one of Milwaukee's top blues bands, and they're pretty much traditional Chicago blues. The Rev always uses top-notch harp players most of the time. He has Madison Slim, who used to play with Jimmy Rogers for a lot of years. He uses Pat Hayes sometimes here with Lamont. So just a rockin' traditional Chicago blues band.
Well, I was just listening to the CD, and this guy, Benny Ricken, on the harmonica, this is a great new talent.
Yeah, he's kind of he's the new young kid in the block, and he's a really good harp player. And so Rev's been using him a lot. And switching between him and Madison Slim, Petey Peterson on bass, who is an original Charlie Musselwhite band on all those Arhuli records, mm-hmm. playing right alongside Robin Ford before anybody knew who he was.
I see.
And their new CD, Big B, that you just mentioned, came out, I think, about number 24 in the Living Blues charts and number 45 on the World Roots and Blues charts. And so they're kind of hit strong with the new one, and just trying to keep them up there, get them to the next level, get them out in a lot of festivals and more dates for them all over.
Once the ladies get together and have a little chat, the subject of your business gonna come up fast. Cause once the women start talking, or once the ladies start talking, once the women done talking, this whole be bloody cool. I've been watching you, brother, always looking in there, telling your lady she will find a stroke of fever. Once the women start talking, I want the lady start talking. Once the women done talking, best hope you play it cool. I hear Benny Ricken, he be laying it down, telling all the lady he the sweetest man in town. But once the women start talking, once the ladies start talking, once the women done talking, this hope you bloody cool. You know I'm a saint. I love me one woman, keep my business straight. But once the women start talking, I want the ladies start talking. Once the women done talking, this hope you bloody cool. Let's go home.
Once the Women Start Talking, a cut from Reverend Raven, a blues stalwart out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they're trying to bust out nationally, and our job here at the House of Blues Radio Hour is to let you know this great band is on the road. They got a CD called Big B. It's on the Land of Blues label, and you can see Reverend Raven at the Boundary Waters Blues Festival in Ely, Minnesota on August 24th. Rico Anderson, my guest right now on the House of Blues Radio Hour, a promoter, manager, gig finder. If you want Reverend Raven to play where you are, well, Rico is the guy to call. And, sir, there's another guy that you're working with, a gentleman by the name of Johnny Rawls. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Johnny is a class act, too. He's one of those guys that reminds you of Otis Redding. He's kind of that soul blues and the smooth vocals, and he's asked me a lot to help him, too. Not so much management part, but just kind of helping him, getting a lot of bookings and festivals and things, and I try to pair up him and Reverend Raven on shows when I can. It's a good combination.
Well, Rico, we really value all the work you do for the music behind the scenes, keeping the blues alive, keeping it vital. We really, really appreciate it. You are a pro and one of my favorite people in the business. Thank you so much for having the time to come on the show.
Yeah, I appreciate the time to talk about it. I'm looking towards doing more festival work and consulting and tour management stuff. You know, if anybody's got some ideas out there, sure, I'm at ricoentertainment.com and can help with any aspect of the business.
Me and my woman, oh, we can't get along. would fuss and fight all night long. Oh yeah. Life had its crazy turnaround. It had its ups and downs. But baby, we're not to blame. Let me tell you. When we first met, babe, oh, we used to get along fine. But now it looks like, oh, it looks like our love is dying. I think it'll be better if we go our separate ways, because things change each and every day. Life has its ups and downs, and it's crazy to turn around. But oh baby, we're not to blame. Let me tell you, oh, things change. Oh yes, they change. Now we have kids, baby. That wouldn't make it so bad. Cold as ice. All of our friends, baby, oh, they think we're doing swell. But oh, they don't know, baby, living with you is like being in jail. We had our ups and downs through the years, but we always worked it out. But now look. Down, and it's crazy to turn around, but none of us are to blame, baby.
Johnny Rawls, Things Change, from the CD Heart and Soul. Johnny Rawls will be at the Boundary Waters Blues Festival in Ely, Minnesota on August 25th. House of Blues Radio Hour is going to be back with acoustic blues master Chris Smither.